Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you about how childhood trauma can affect your parenting as a fearful avoidant attachment style. So this is assuming that you haven't really worked too much on your attachment style in general, and how your experiences in childhood are likely to basically impact the way you parent as an adult. So the very first one is fear of surrendering control of your own life. So usually what happens to the fearful avoidant individual is in childhood, there's some form of feeling controlled that can be controlled because of just the amount of pressure and chaos in the childhood environment. Or it can be that there was a really controlling figure in your life, in your upbringing. And so what ends up happening is as an adult, you become the controller of your own life. This is for two reasons. This is A, because it's your subconscious comfort zone to be controlled. So you start controlling yourself. And for a lot of fearful avoidants, this looks like controlling the itty bitty details of things with checklists, you know, to-do lists, just structure, routine, wanting to be in control completely of how you spend your time. It can be your exercise routine, how you eat. It can be all different things in all of the seven areas of life, your relationship to money, your relationship to your own career, all sorts of different things. And so the other major cause for this too is beyond it being a subconscious comfort zone. It's also a way of like trying to take your power back from those experiences in childhood by you being the one to control so nobody else can. And so what happens sometimes is it can create this sort of fear of a child coming into your life and disrupting your ability to have control over your own life. And that's a whole very in-depth topic we could go into. I'll save for maybe another video, but that's number one. Number two, some of that control can actually sort of spill out, and there is a chance that you might be a slightly controlling parent as well. And so that's an important thing to just be mindful of, to have boundaries around. Usually it's not anything too severe or intense, but there can be a sort of tendency leaning towards that. Number three, high expectations of your kids. If you do not program the extreme expectations that you have in the relationship to yourself, and those are likely to spill over onto others, maybe not pervasively. And same for number two, it's because you don't want to show up this way a lot of the time and you're aware of it, you'll be able to reel it in. But these will be things that are subconscious programs. At the moment you're on autopilot or not paying attention, you're likely to sort of lean in that direction. So these are things that you want to be able to reprogram subconsciously first. And that's a very beneficial thing. And by the way, if you want to do a deeper dive into reprogramming subconsciously, you can check out for free our course by clicking the link in the description box below, all about reprogramming the fearful avoidant attachment style. So number four, codependent patterns. So, you know, really believing that you're completely in charge of meeting all of your child's needs and really struggling. This sort of goes hand in hand with number five, which is hating feeling your child's pain. Like knowing that they're in pain and feeling like I have to control their emotions. I can't let them be in pain. And sometimes not being able to like create that barrier for them to actually have room to have to learn lessons and grow through things the hard way that actually tends to enable them to have important life skills going forward. So those can be things to sort of be aware of. Number six, hyper overprotectiveness at times. Fearful avoidants tend to be quite protective of others, and especially people they really love. And so sometimes you can be a very, very protective parent. And this is an important thing to note because that might be something really important in many ways, but obviously in extremes, things can become toxic and it can feel like, you know, there's too much of something, or sometimes we can enable people not to have to learn to protect themselves in certain ways and set their own boundaries and things like that. Number seven, hypervigilance, being super attuned to everything your children do, say, think, feel, changes in their body language, tone of voice, all those different things. And, you know, you just want to make sure that you don't end up having that lead to suspicion, like, oh, is my child doing this? Are they doing that? And not getting into that sort of rabbit hole of thought by instead being able to have just conscious conversations with your children about what's happening, have transparency, open dialogue if there's a concern or fear, and allow them to be able to do the same with you. Number eight, disrespecting children's boundaries by accident. Again, that can come with some of that like control, the hypervigilance, the hyperprotectiveness, the codependency. All these things are sort of like ingredients that can create an accidental disrespect of someone else's boundaries. And number nine, a little bit of emotional volatility, if not worked on. Usually fearful when parents are so loving towards their kids, but you have to remember things that are not healed within you are likely to spill over onto the people we love most. So just important things to keep in mind long-term. Hopefully this video made a lot of sense. Again, if you want to check out for free our courses into reprogramming your fearful avoidant attachment style or into your handbook of your subconscious mind, how it works, key features, click the link in the description box below. And when you join for free, you can just search in the dashboard for those course names. It'll pull up keywords. You'll be able to click right on that course and get your journey started, print off the workbook, have access to all these resources and supportive tools for you on your journey.